Chapter 10. Late that night, Darcy was unable to sleep. Her mother's words haunted her like a nightmare from which she could not awaken. Never had Mom been so angry at her. Each time she shut her eyes, Darcy could see Mom's angry face staring back at her. "How could you do such a thing?" Mom's words echoed over and over in Darcy's mind. Worse than Mom's anger was the fact that Darcy knew what Mom said was true. She was wrong to leave Grandma, and she was wrong to lie to her father. Darcy felt she had done everything wrong since Hakeem left. "What were you thinking?" Darcy could almost hear Mom yelling in the silence of her bedroom. She wanted to reply to her mother, to have a good excuse to tell her, but she was not sure why things had gone so wrong so quickly.
"I'm sorry,"
Darcy said aloud in the darkness, but the words did not make her feel better. Unable to relax, Darcy crept quietly out of her bedroom and went towards Grandma's room. As a child, whenever she was upset, Darcy would talk to her grandmother. Years ago, when Darcy's father first abandoned them, Grandma held the family together. Countless times, Darcy found comfort in her grandma's arms, but now, as Darcy sat in the old wooden chair next to Grandma's bed, it seemed those arms would be unable to help.
"I'm sorry, Grandma," Darcy whispered. "I'm sorry I wasn't here when you needed me."
All Darcy heard in reply was the sound of her grandmother's labored breathing, but it did not matter. Being next to Grandma made her feel better. Sitting in the darkness, Darcy could not stop the flood of words pushing to escape her.
"I really messed up, Grandma," Darcy said, and then she told her grandmother what had happened over the past weeks.
She mentioned the loss of Hakeem and how Brian had distracted her from her sadness. Darcy also confessed how she liked Brian and that he helped her forget about Grandma's sickness and Hakeem's absence. She even admitted how Brian had fooled her and how she had lied to Dad in order to see him. And when she finished, Darcy told Grandma about the shame she felt and how angry she was for having made such mistakes.
"I let them all down. Every person I love, I let down. And I don't know how I'm going to make it right," Darcy continued. "I'm so sorry, Grandma."
Darcy sobbed and lowered her head down into her grandmother's lap. As she wept, Darcy felt Grandma's shoulder start to move. Slowly, the old woman raised her arm and rested her hand gently against the side of Darcy's face.
"It's okay, Angel Cake,"
Grandma whispered, softly stroking Darcy's hair. Hot tears streamed from Darcy's eyes. She had not expected her grandmother to be awake. And now, just as she had done so many times before, Grandma comforted her. After a few minutes, Grandma's hand returned to her side and she drifted off to sleep again, her breathing heavy and labored. Careful not to make a sound, Darcy wiped her eyes and pulled a blanket over Grandma's shoulder. As she sat back in the chair, Darcy noticed her mother standing in the doorway. In the dim glow of the hallway nightlight, Darcy could see a glint of moisture in her eyes.
"Mom,"
Darcy whispered, getting up. Without a word, Darcy's mother reached her arms out and embraced her daughter.
"I'm sorry, Mom,"
Darcy said, feeling her mother's arms around her.
"I know, baby, I know. I'm sorry, too."
As her mother spoke, she brushed the tears from Darcy's eyes in the same way Grandma once did.
"You need to get some sleep," she added.
Weary from crying and from the events of the past month, Darcy nodded, drifted to her bedroom, and sank into her bed. Within minutes, she was overtaken by a deep, heavy sleep.
"Carl, girls, come quickly,"
Mom's voice cried. Darcy opened her eyes and suspected immediately that something was wrong with Grandma. She leaped out of bed and rushed down the hallway to Grandma's bedroom. Jamie and her parents were already in the room when Darcy had arrived. They were standing around Grandma's bed in silence. Grandma lay motionless before them, her shrunken body bathed in a shaft of morning sunlight that filled the room with a golden glow. A smile was on Grandma's face, and her eyes were closed.
"She's gone,"
Dad said, his eyes moist.
She came here to be with us one last time. Now she's in a better place.
Darcy's mother sobbed, and Darcy and Jamie rushed to hug her.
She told me last night that she was going home,
Mom said, putting her arms around her daughters.
I guess she knew.
Darcy began to cry uncontrollably, and tears poured freely from her eyes, an endless stream of love and sorrow for her lost grandmother. Then Jamie hugged her, and Dad and Mom joined them both. Together, the family held each other in a long embrace, one in which tears and touch spoke what words could not. Behind them, the sun continued to brighten. For several long moments, the room was silent except for the occasional sound of muffled sobs. Mom wiped her eyes, knelt over to kiss her mother on the cheek, then turned to look at her family.
This was how she always wanted it,
Mom said in a soft voice.
With her family, with all of us together.
Darcy nodded. Dad looked toward the window, tears still in his eyes.
Do you see that?
He asked excitedly.
Do y'all see that?
A small yellow bird had perched on Grandma's windowsill. It began to chirp, and its song merged with that of the other birds in the backyard. Darcy had never heard the birds singing more beautifully.
They're singing for Grandma, Jamie said. They're singing for her.
The funeral was held at Holy Faith Church, which sat at the corner of a busy neighborhood street. On the front steps of the church, Darcy and her family greeted mourners who had come to pay their respects to her grandmother. Darcy was surprised at the large turnout that came to honor Grandma. In the crowd were many people Darcy had not seen since childhood and some whom she had never met. Tara and Cooper arrived just before the service was about to start. Tara was wearing a long black dress and Cooper a fine-looking black suit. Darcy was honored to see them so dressed up and grateful they came to support her and her family.
I'm so glad you guys made it, she said, wrapping her arms around Tara and then around Cooper.
Girl, of course we would, Tara said warmly. We would have been here earlier if somebody knew how to tie a tie.
Hey, Cooper whispered. Don't blame it on me, Miss I Need to Borrow My Mama's Dress.
Darcy smiled for the first time in days.
It doesn't matter what you wear, she said. I'm just glad you're here.
As she spoke, the church bells rang, signaling the start of the service. Tara and Cooper were ushered into the church, and Darcy's parents and sister walked together into the building. As Darcy turned to follow them in, she heard hurried footsteps on the sidewalk behind her. She looked back and saw Brisanna Meeks rushing up the walkway.
I'm sorry about your grandmother, Brisanna said, out of breath.
Even though they had not always gotten along, Darcy was grateful Brisanna came to support her. It seemed as if years had passed since the school year ended and they had last spoken. Darcy remembered how she had yelled when Brisanna tried to warn her about Brian Mason. Now, Darcy knew Brisanna had been right. She knew she owed her old friend an apology, but that would come at another time.
Thanks for being here for me, Brisanna, Darcy said.
The sight of Grandma's shiny silver coffin sitting in front of the church stunned her. It took all Darcy's effort just to steady herself so she could join her family in the front pew. At the end of the service, Reverend Simmons, himself a friend of Grandma's, invited people to say a few words about her. Darcy glanced at her family and saw that Mom, Jamie, and Aunt Charlotte were too grief-stricken to speak, and Dad's head was hung low in mourning. Unsure of what she would say, Darcy felt compelled to pay a tribute to Grandma. Nervously, she got up from the pew and took a step into the center of the aisle. The church sat quietly as she approached the platform. She stood just a few feet from her grandmother's open coffin, and she felt her eyes drawn to Grandma as she spoke. Years of memories, of happy and sad times with Grandma, flashed through her mind. Leaning in close to the microphone, Darcy closed her eyes and began to speak.
When I think of things to say about my grandma,
No words seemed good enough to describe her. Darcy began. Years ago, when my parents split up, Grandma was the only one who held us together. When my mother struggled to support us by herself, Grandma was the one that made sure we ate dinner and got our homework done. Whenever I needed someone to talk to, Grandma was always there for me. She taught me to believe in myself, and whenever I made a mistake, she was there to catch me. Darcy inhaled and fought back tears. I made some mistakes lately. Mistakes that have hurt my family and my friends. As she spoke, Darcy glanced at her family, Cooper, Tara, and Brisana. Then she turned to the crowd in the church who seemed to be hanging on her every word. She noticed a few latecomers enter and sit in the empty back pews. Holding back her tears, Darcy took a deep breath and continued. But Grandma taught me that love is greater than any mistakes we make. She showed me through her love that families can come back together, that love is sometimes hard work, but it pays off. I don't have Grandma's lap to cry on anymore, but her lessons, her love, and her spirit are with me. Grandma used to say that God sends people into your life to teach you something. And when they go, it's your turn to teach the lesson to others. I know I'll use what Grandma taught me to help others. Each time I do, I know Grandma will be smiling. And I know she's smiling down on us all right now. Darcy stepped down from the podium and returned to her seat. Her mother hugged her as she sat down, and Darcy felt that her grandma was watching over them. Even in death, Grandma helped the family heal and grow closer. When Reverend Simmons concluded the service, Darcy and her family led the funeral procession out of the church. As she stepped outside, Darcy looked into the bright blue sky and heard birds singing. For a moment, a wave of sorrow washed over her, and she wished Grandma was there to hear their song. But another part of her felt Grandma was there. It was her song. Then Darcy noticed a familiar-looking young man making his way through the crowd. Her knees felt weak as he approached, and without a word, she threw her arms around him. "Hakeem, I can't believe you're here!" Darcy exclaimed. "How?" "Tara called me and told me what happened, and I wanted to be here for you, Darcy," Hakeem explained. "My uncle paid for my plane ticket. I'll have to work it off this summer, but it's okay because I have nothing else to do in Detroit," he joked, pausing briefly. "Darcy, there was no way I wouldn't be here for you. I'm just sorry I was late." "No, Hakeem," Darcy replied, wiping her eyes. "You were right on time." Hakeem smiled, and Darcy led him slowly away from the church. "You look different," he said as they walked. "I am different," Darcy replied. Those words were among the truest Darcy had ever spoken. So much had happened since Hakeem left. So many things had changed. In the past month, Darcy had been completely transformed. She had grown and learned lessons that would forever shape her life. Her experiences taught her what was timeless and unchanging. Lessons of family, of loyalty, of friendship. Darcy would never be the same. Of this she was certain. But looking into Hakeem's kind, dark eyes, she knew there was no way of explaining it all to him or anyone else right now. Instead, she took a deep breath, said a silent prayer, and grabbed Hakeem's hand. Amidst a symphony of birdsong and church bells, they walked together in silence, their warm fingers gently entwined.
This has been a Townsend Press production. From the Bluefoot series of books, Until We Meet Again, by Anne Schraff, and read by Shayna Walker. This audiobook was produced by Audiobright and features the music of Kenyon Whittington. For more information, visit our website at townsendpress.com.